Shubhodaya. Yoga, last week I touched upon, yoga is balance. Yoga is a balanced personality. The balanced personality, we need balance, outer balance and inner balance. To have the balance in the outer world, we need a balance within. Gautama, before he became Buddha, he saw nothing but chaos in the outer world and he wanted to bring balance in the outer world. He was from a princely class with ambition. I want to set the world right. I want to bring the order in the world. And he wanted to find a solution. How can I set the world right? So he decided to go in and tuned within, aligned within, and when he aligned within, when he became Buddha, when he came out, he saw world is perfect. Nothing wrong with the world. Earlier, only complaining, world is not good, world is not right, I want to fix the world. And when he aligned himself within, then he saw world is beautiful. So, for before we want to bring the order in the outer world, we want to bring the order within. Our personality is not just the physical frame. Physical frame is only the casing for the inner world. Our inner world is fathomless. The physical casing, our body is a casing for the inner world. Outer casing and the senses in the body are like an antenna, are like the sensors connecting the outer world to the inner world. Why senses are required? Senses are the connection between the outer world and inner world. And within that one, within the senses, what is there? Senses are sending the information. We need a central processing unit. In the computer, there is a CPU. In the body, there is a CPU called as mind. Mind is the one, it processes the information received through the senses. And what is intellect? Intellect is the one, it puts the precondition for the mind how to gauge the information. Like in the computer programming, when you are doing, what if that happens, go back. Or if it happens, you go here. You put the condition in computer programming. Intellect puts the precondition for the mind. How to process? What are the preconditions you should have so that you can process the information? And beyond the intellect, it is the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is there within. Supreme Lord, like a most important treasure, is there within. Our mind, our intellect, our mind, our senses, our body are called as Antakarana. Our Antakarana, it is connecting towards the connection to the inner world. It is going within. Our body, our physical body, by itself, it is lethargic in nature. When a person has died, when the body has gone cold, that body becomes very stiff. The agility, flexibility has gone because there is no fire in the body. There is no fire in the body. And the body, our body also, generally people say, I can't do yoga, I am not flexible. Why they are saying, I am not flexible? Fire in the body is weak. When the fire in the body has gone down, body becomes stiff. We say, I am not flexible, I can't do yoga, I am not coming to yoga. Body, fire in the body has gone down. Through the practice of asana and pranayama, awaken the fire in the body. You awaken the fire. When the fire in the body goes up, body becomes flexible. You have to awaken the energy. the awaken the fire, the awakening the fire in the body, it is that fire, it is called as yogagni. When the fire has gone up, energy starts moving properly in your body, flexibility increases. Yogagni. When the yogagni is there, yoga agni. Through the practice of yoga, awaken the fire, yogagni. When the yogagni is awakened, Upanishad talks about there is no, your diseases will go away. There is no onset of old age early. People at the age of 30 itself, there is no energy. Meet people 30 years, 40 years, there is no energy. They look like an old person. There is no onset of old age. And there is no untimely death. Shvetashatara Upanishad talks about Natasya rogo na jarana mrityu yogagni ayam shariram. Awaken the fire in the body, Natasya rogo, you become disease free. Why am the so much of disease? In the winter months, people fall sick. Why? Because of the lethargy. Lethargy, no movement, dullness, fire has gone down because of that disease is there. The fire has gone down, disease, onset of the diseases, and onset of old age, and the untimely death. To overcome that one, yogagni ayam shariram, yogagni ayam shariram. And within that one, within your senses, the senses, Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna talks about your antakarana. He talks about the five dimension of our personality. Indriyani paranyahuhu indriyebhya param manaha manatastu para buddhi yo buddhe paratastu saha. Your inner one, higher than having the just a body, having all the sensors, your antennas working well, it is important. It is better. Just the physical body, having a working body with all the sensors. Why we need a good body and the senses? Body is a vehicle. You are a traveler. You need to travel long distance. When the senses are working well, body is fit. Body is fit. You can travel long distance without frequent breakdowns and you reach your destination safely. You need a healthy body. Healthy body, when you know the importance of the body and you should look after the body. Body well, having a healthy body is very important. You should, after all, it is your vehicle. So, it is your responsibility to look after the body. It is not your responsibility of your wife or husband or children or parents to look after you. This is your vehicle. When you buy a new vehicle, you park the vehicle properly and every day you wipe the mirror and you are so with care, you do more than your vehicle, car, you have to look after this one. This is the only vehicle. It is, if you lose the car, you can buy another one. This vehicle, if it is damaged and gone, it is, you can't replace. You have to, life is stuck. With utmost care, you have to look after this body. This body, you are a traveler, look after this body. For your own sake, look after this body. And higher than the sense, working senses should be there. Higher than the working senses, you need to have a good processor. CPU should be, processor should be good, up to date. And intellect should be there, should give the preconditions. Like a child is told what is right, what is not right, the parents are giving the intellectual suggestion. That is not right, this is not right. Intellect also should be trained such a way that mind processes the right information. The mind, mana eva manushyanam, you are what your mind is. Mind is dependent on the intellect. What are the preconditions you set? Is higher than that mind. mind determines your personality. To keep the mind in check, you need to have the intellect in place. Intellect in place and the senses in the body should be managed through the mind also. Mind and senses are connected together, and senses should not mislead the mind in a wrong direction. Mind should be able to direct the senses. Yada samharate chayam kurmongani vasarvashaha indriyani indriyartebhyah tasya prajna pratishtita. Shri Krishna talks about, have you noticed the tortoise? Tortoise, it knows how to pull the senses in. It can pull the limbs in like that. A yogi should be able to push the senses out or pull the senses in like tortoise does. Train your senses. Not the senses should not be directing you, guiding you and say demanding. You should be able to have the control over the senses. You should be able to pull the senses in, push the senses out like a tortoise does. When it is done, why antakarana are required? Your body, mind, your senses, mind, intellect, all like a compass needle must be directed to the soul of the universe. The all perfect, all complete, all pure. It should be directed towards that one. It should be like in our outer journey, we have guides, we go into GPS, we take suggestion, opinion from the expert. For our inner journey, we need a guide in our life. We need a guru in our life. Because inner journey much more difficult. Without a guru, you can't travel safely. You need a guru in your life, align, get the direction so that body, your my senses, mind, intellect are connected within and connected within. Go within, align together. And when it is connected together, and Srimad Bhagavatam also talks about Kayena Vacha Manasendriyairva Buddhyatmanava Anasrita Swabhavat Karomi Yadya Sakalam Parasme Narayana Yeti Samarpayami. It talks about whether through the body, mind, intellect and everything are going, you are doing according to your Swabhava, your nature. Whether you are doing right or wrong, you don't know. The best way to connect, it says, offer everything to the Lord of the universe. I am imperfect. I don't know whether I am right or wrong. Whatever I best of my knowledge I did, I have done that one, I will offer it to you. When the inner alignment happens, when you are connected within that way, the earlier Hatha Yoga, to keep the body healthy, I am doing yoga, Hatha Yoga, and pranayama to calm the mind. When I'm inner alignment happens, yoga dawns in you naturally. For that person, Hatha Yoga comes naturally. For that person, Bhakti Yoga comes naturally. For that person, Jnana Yoga comes naturally. That person, Raja Yoga comes naturally. Yoga to dawn naturally, inner alignment is must. When you're aligned, yoga dawns in you naturally. Otherwise, it is a struggle. It is a struggle for you to do yoga. Align yourself. What Buddha did, align, inner alignment, your yoga dawns naturally and you can handle the challenges in the world much easier than whatever you're doing before. Lie down on your back.